word gives light. Father, we thank you because we receive light this evening into our spirit, into our lives, and we are better for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you because no one remains the same after hearing your word. Take these lips of expressly as your spirit gives utterance. Glory to you, Father. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, tonight, quickly, let's look at God's word. Amen. I'll be looking at act on God's word. Hallelujah. Act on God's word. So, 2 nights ago, the Spirit of the Lord woke me up, and I started preparing. He gave me some things, and I just started jotting them down. So, last night again, the same thing happened. I just don't know why. I was like, I know when I expect to get some words, especially when I know I'm preparing for. But you see, like Pastor has taught us, when the Spirit speaks, He speaks expressly. He speaks like your radio. So He speaks all the time. It's us that needs to tune ourselves to hear Him. He doesn't stop. He just keeps expressly dishing out information. Praise the Lord. And I said, okay. I took my pen and I started jotting. I started writing. Amen. Amen. Some testimonies are loading. I'm waiting. And the Lord is working it out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, we're looking at act on God's word. Act on God's word. Our text is taken from Isaiah chapter 55. Act on God's word. Act like God's word is true. Act like God's word is true. Tell somebody close to you. Act like God's word is true. Amen. Act like God's word is true. Act on God's word like it is true. Like you know how it's going to end. Amen. Pastor was giving an example the other day about how when he wants to run and when he knows that he's going to beat this person, the feeling is different. Amen. Because he knows how it will end. The feeling is different. Amen. If you bring Toby out and you bring Kewe out that they should race, you see, Toby's bouncing will be different. He begins to show, let people know that, watch me, watch out for me. This race is going to be different. If he's going to wear his spike, he's going to wear a pink color spike and an orange color spike. Why? He wants, what he's showing off is, watch out for me. I know what's playing out. And that's the scripture we read when we're praying. God says, I know what's playing out. I know what I'm working on. I know what is coming. Praise God. Isaiah 55. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. Okay. It says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Hallelujah. Let's see that chapter, that verse 11. In another version, let's see what it says in ERV. It says, in the same way, my words leave my mouth and they don't come back without results. Hallelujah. And they don't come back without results. My words make the things happen that I want to happen. They succeed in doing what I sent them to do. They succeed in doing what I sent them to do. Hallelujah. As God sent words concerning you, know for sure that the word will not return. It will never eat its word. It will surely happen. Amen. The devil can only try, but those words must come to pass. Hallelujah. Then in the, let's see, the message. Yes, I love this. The message says, it's a bit long, but yeah, he says, I don't think the way you think. The way you walk isn't the way I walk. God's decree. For as the sky soars high above the earth, so the way I walk surpasses the way you walk. And the way I think is beyond the way you think. Just as rain and snow descends from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They will do the work I sent them to do. They will complete the assignment I gave them. Hallelujah. Now we understand that God's word comes in different ways. Amen. God's words come in different ways. I remember a number of times when I've had encounters where it could be pastor who just even comes to declare God's word over you. It's still God's word. Hallelujah. So God's word comes to us in different ways. But hear what the Lord says. He says, they will accomplish what I have sent them to do. His word will never return to him void, empty-handed, unaccomplished. It will never return back without fulfilling the purpose for which it is sent. Praise the Lord. I love that assurance. That's all the guarantee we need. That's all the assurance we need. Praise God. So whether he has assured you of good health, whether he has assured you of blessings, whether he has assured you of lifting up burdens from you, cleansing you, whatever it is that is written in the scriptures, know very well for sure, 100% sure, that his word will never return to him void. It will never return to him without accomplishing, without fulfilling the purpose for which it is sent. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's see the book of Mark. Remember, we're talking about act like God's word is true. So if God's word is true, what will you do? You will carry out the action that says, that shows that you believe the word, that it is true. Somebody, I was asking somebody the other day, say, I didn't see you in church. She said, I was feeling funny. And then she used one word to say, I was strong. If you're strong, like I said, my tortoise, if you're strong, you will come to church. That's acting in faith. You believe that God's word is true. Because he said in his word that when you are weak, then my strength is made perfect in what? In your weakness. So what do I do when I'm weak? Am I saying it's not okay for people to be? It happens. Even pastors. So don't think that pastors are exempted from the pack. No. Pastors do get tired. Sir, Abby? Yeah, pastors do get tired. Pastor walk and he's tired. Even pastor self needs energy. So it happens, as it's happening to him, it's happening to you too. But what do? Act on God's word like it is true. Hallelujah. Amen. So she said, I am strong. But she didn't do what strong people do. What do strong people do? When you say you're strong, you come to church. You say it is well. Oh, it was raining. Step out in faith. And I've done it. Stepped out in faith, and then the rain stopped. And like, so this rain was waiting for me before. I entered, and the rain just stopped. And I came to church, and it started raining again. Hallelujah. Act like God's word is true. Amen. Mark chapter 11. God's word is so sweet. Amen. Mark 11. Let's look at verse 23. Verse 22 says, So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. He will have what? Whatever he says. Look at it. He says, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. There are two things here I want you to look at. Whoever says to this mountain, be removed. So you are giving an order to the mountain. You are giving an order. When it says mountain, it's talking about challenges. It could be sickness. It could be that you're broke. It could be that you need something. You need help from God. You're looking for accommodation. You're looking for promotion. You're looking for anything. You're looking for a spouse. You need a child. Hallelujah. So whoever says to this challenge, whoever says to this situation, the doctor might have said it is cancer. The doctor may have said it's incurable. The doctor may have told you that there is no solution. No known solution right now. It doesn't matter. If God's word says it, he will do it. He will perform it. Amen. He said, whoever says to this challenge, to this problem, to this thing, and then he calls it a mountain, gave it a name. So that represents any situation, whatever it is. Whether it's barrenness, whether it's typhoid, whether it's cancer, whatever it is. So whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. That's one. So if you say it, that is one thing. And does not doubt. So those are the two things you need. Remember what he said in verse 22. He said, have faith in God. Without faith, say it. And without faith, do not doubt in your heart. Say it like you mean it. Say it like you know God's word is true. Say it like you believe that it will work the way it is written in his word. And does not doubt. That's the bigger part that I love. And does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. You see it? So the doing of that thing is based on you. So God cannot walk in isolation. He needs you to walk with you. Amen. So we need to grow to that point where we are not always waiting for, until I see pastor, before this thing can be. So no. If you stand on this word, you will have what you say. Amen. You will have what you say. I learned to begin to speak to myself, to speak to my body. I think I was listening to, it was Kenneth Copeland. I was saying, I tell my body. I heard again when Kenneth again was saying it. Say, I don't ask my body how it should feel. I tell my body how to feel. Praise the Lord. Because all the devil does with his schemes, the Bible says we are not unmindful of the schemes of the devil. All he does is come to suggest. Don't you think this is fever? You just woke up and you're feeling funny. Don't you think this is typhoid? It's typhoid. And he's suggesting it to your head, suggesting it to your mind. If you settle in there and you say, it is typhoid. Let me take green tea, or let me just take chloroquine or something. You begin to act like you are sick. And before you know it, you are down. He said, I tell Copeland how to feel. I tell Kenneth how to feel. Hallelujah. Acting on God's word is speaking to the situation and telling the situation what to do. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart. And do not doubt in your heart. And do not doubt in your heart. Kenneth Hagin said, faith will walk with doubt in your head. If you don't say it, if you don't act on it, you will have what you say. Praise the Lord. You will have what you say. You will have what you say. You will have what you say. What are you saying? What are you saying? Are you joining the bad wagon? Are you joining the bad wagon to say all manner of things? What are you saying? What you say, the Bible says that out of our mouth, in our tongue, has power. The power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So what are you saying? You can use the same tongue to condemn, to kill that which God is already generating for you. You can use it also to speak forth and bless and produce bountiful, mighty results beyond what the human mind can comprehend. What are you saying? What are you saying? Hallelujah. Act on God's word and act like God's word is true. Speak it forth and see the results that you get. So he said, you will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So how would you ask when you know? When you know that you will have them, the way you ask is different. It's different. I'm asking my father and I know that he will give me. It's absolutely different from the way some people ask, the way some people pray. You know, some people pray out of fear and not pray out of faith. And you can tell. You can tell. Some prayers that we pray, when you hear some people pray, every aeroplane from my father's village, every this, that from my father's house, what did your papa do? Pray with God's word. Sometimes you hear some prayers and you wonder where it's coming from. I command it into the Atlantic Ocean. Where? Now you put on there. Every this from. You start generating things from all manner of this thing. From the tree, from the air, from the only you. Hallelujah. Let's see the book of John. John 14. John chapter 14. John chapter 14 verse 13. It says, and whatever you ask in my name, that what? I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. I feel that song is just playing in my spirit. Let every other name fade away. Let every other name fade away. Hallelujah. 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 Let every other name fade away. Oh. Let every other name fade away.
Jesus, have your way.
Let every other name fade away. Let every other name fade away. Jesus, have your way. Let every other name fade away. Every other name fade away.
Till it's only you.
Let every other name fade away. Amen.
Let every other name fade away.
You're here and you're worried in your heart. You have troubles. Let me tell you. He says that name. That name has the potency, has the power to cause that thing to cease now. It doesn't matter whether what you need does not seem visible in your eyes, does not seem like it is possible. It doesn't matter. His word alone, his word alone is enough. It's more than enough to make it happen. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in him. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Let not your heart be troubled. Lefrade shara vranda mande vrekedos kopande vrene noshkaradis ende vreno stopanda mande vrene noshka. It says switch from the mental mind and go into the realm of the spirit and see provisions that have been made available. Switch from the natural state. Oh, that your eyes be open to see that he can take care of this. He is more than enough. All you need is him. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, let's go back to God's word. So John 14 verse 13, he says, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So Satan was teaching us some time ago, and he says something about this John 14, 14. He says, when he was teaching, he said, the interpretation of the original word here, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. What it means is that, you know, his name, his word says that his name is powerful, is great, and can do anything, right? He said, what it means is that ask anything in my name and I will do it. It means that even if it does not exist, God himself said he will make it happen. He will make it happen for you. He will do it. He will create it. So it could be something that had never, that does not and had never existed before. Doesn't matter. If you ask in his name, believing without doubt, you will get it. Praise the Lord. I've never seen it. I've never seen it done before. It has never happened before. I've never seen anyone it happened to before. If you believe it, if only you can believe. And that's what Jesus was telling them when he got to the house of Lazarus. That's what he was telling Mary and Martha. He said, did I not tell you that if thou wouldest believe, thou would see? He said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see? They thought it's during the resurrection that it will happen. He said, no. That means what he was trying to tell them is that if they had believed and they prayed, Lazarus would have gotten up. They would have raised Lazarus. But they were waiting for him. They were waiting for Pastor. Oh, this can only work as this can only work when Pastor Muyiwa comes to pray. This can only work when Stepman comes to pray. No! If they had prayed, he said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will receive? Oh, we thought it's during the resurrection. What do you need? If it's during the resurrection, what does Lazarus need your help for? Everyone who had died will resurrect. What does he need your help for? So they never used that capacity they had. May the gifts and the blessings he has given us not die in our hands. Amen. Let's see John 16. Just flip two chapters. John 16. Verse 23. John 16, 23. Okay. Okay. Okay, it says, anyone who hates me also hates my Father. Is that? Sorry. I think I'm missing it. Okay, John 16:23. Say, and in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, in what? In my name, he will give you. He will give you. I love the B part. Whatever you ask the Father in my name. And that's why we pray to God the Father through Jesus' name. Amen. We pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Whatever you ask my Father in my name, he will give you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John 11. John chapter 11. Let's see verse 22. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Hallelujah. You see, it's been repeatedly said in the Bible. Let's look again in 15. John 15, verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for what? For you. Praise God. 1 John 5. 1 John. Oh. Verse 14. He said, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Praise the Lord. Have we read any place that says sometimes he might do it, he may not do it? No, no, no. Ask anything in my name. He said, ask anything in his name. Hallelujah. He will do it. He will do it. He will do it. Acts chapter 2. Acts 2. He will do it. Act like God's word is true. Believe his word entirely. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. Romans 10. I'm going to pray. I'm just giving us this word so that when you pray now, you pray with confidence. You pray with boldness. You pray with all certainty in your spirit, knowing fully well that you have answers waiting for you. Praise the Lord. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10 verse 13. Praise the Lord. Remember what he said to us in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. He said, be anxious for nothing. He said, do not be anxious. Do not be anxious. Or rather, he said, we should pray with thanksgiving, knowing and believing that, yes, we get everything that we ask for in his name. Hallelujah. Also, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, he said again that whatever we ask for, he will give to us. In Matthew 21, verse 22, whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you will receive. Amen. If you don't doubt, you will receive. Amen. In James chapter 1, verse 5 to 9, especially in verse 6, it said, but let him that ask in faith, not doubting. Let him that ask in faith, not doubting. Amen. Let's see Ephesians chapter 3. That's a popular scripture I love so much. Ephesians 3. Verse 20. Who are we asking from? Who is the person we are asking, we are praying to? Ephesians 3:20 tells us. So now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. I think another word say, use the word, another version use the word, imagine. According to the power that works in us. That's the person we are asking. So when you're asking, don't ask pitying him like, oh, Make I just ask more. Make it not be like say I can't finish the resources of God. No. Ask with full confidence, with your full chest. Ask with boldness, knowing fully well that you get whatsoever you ask for. Hallelujah. As small as this, Ola, if she's going to ask her father for, children don't ask big money. The only people they ask big money are like Kewe. Children don't ask for big money. So if this Ola is going to ask her daddy for, what do they need? Most times they need chocolate, gala. Children chop past gala, meat pie. She's going to ask for 1K, for instance. She's not going to ask trembling and having fear that daddy may not have money. No. She will ask with confidence. Amen. So one day we're having queries, and Mrs. D said, Mr. Sanjiri, help me buy, what's it called? Help me buy snacks from, what they call it? That eatery there. Magrelos. Auntie Meluwa said, for me too. He not bring money. He say, for me too. On whose account? On the mother's account. Amen. Did the mother say no? No. Instead, she turned to Desola. Do you want to? Desola said, no. Nice girl. She doesn't want to. Said, no. Amen. Our problem is that we are afraid to ask. Pitying God like, the Bible says he's more than enough. Hallelujah. How big is your God? More than enough. He's big, so mighty. The Bible describes him that he has the whole world in the palm of his hands. Hey, this God is mighty. Stop seeing him with your small glasses. He's mighty. Hallelujah. David was worshiping God and he said, if God stands from his throne, the whole earth will quake, will shake. He said, it was David who was describing, he said, God is so mighty like a mighty rock that he was one who was describing, he said, if you run against this rock, you will scatter. If the rocks have rolled on top of you, you will be grounded to powder. That's how big he is. The Bible says he sits in the circles of the earth. And the inhabitants of the earth are like grasshoppers. The Bible describes him that the whole world stays at his feet. Just imagine how mighty. Then you want to ask and you are afraid that, hey, will he be able to meet my need, when the Bible has told you that now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Even the things you are yet to fathom in your mind that you need, he far exceeds, he can do far much more than you could ever need or desire. Praise God. Now, the Bible did not tell us that only if we ask spiritual things. No. No. So now, here's what I think. This is suggestive. He said, if I ask anything, if I want a house, he will give me. If I want a wife, he will give me. If I want a child, he will give me. If I want a husband, he will give me. If I want promotion, he will give me. Now, think about how God feels when, let me give a physical example. What I'm trying to say is that, the example I was giving before, if the seller asks for money for snacks, the parents will give her, right? Now, so imagine if the seller comes and says, Daddy, I need mathematics textbooks. What do you think will happen? Or I need so and so textbook. The father will do it with excitement, with joy, more than he will when she wants anything she wants to play with. Why? This will get sense. So they ask for better things. We'll be saying, do you understand? So imagine when you ask God for gifts, when you ask God for things that will help you glorify him. Meaning that naturally everybody should be filled. I think Pastor Bishop was saying in one of our conventions, I will never forget. He said, the way we are supposed to walk with God, we're supposed to be walking in the supernatural like it's our natural state. Amen. Amen. The way naturally you just love to exercise, play ball, or do things. That's how we're supposed to be basking in the supernatural, in our natural state. So it should be normal that Collins is just going to NNPC to buy fuel, and they say somebody died here, and then they are crying. He just walks in there and says, ah, what's happening here? Say somebody died. Say, ah, he just lay hands and wake the person. I bet if Collins wakes somebody, Collins go run, reach back and say, Pastor, come and say, I'll perform miracle. But what he was saying is that that should be a national, it should be a norm. Hallelujah. Somebody is sick, feverish, and enter church compound. And say, who did that? Say, Kenny did that. Say, Kenny, fever. No. Kenny does not need to say, not only keyboard that they play. Oh, no. If you want music, I can sing for you. No. Just hold the person's hand and pray and let the person receive healing. It's normal. Praise God. And then what about school? I took a picture of a guy yesterday. Our children should be able to heal, pray, preach to people in school. Normal. So I saw this guy. He sells phone accessories. This is what I sell phone accessories on Weebaro. Not too far from my house. And then I think the guy, I saw the other guy preaching to him. No, he just sat there and was just preaching to the guy and talking to the guy. I was telling the guy that even if you can receive the baptism of the Lord, I felt so good. I just sat there and I was just watching and I brought out my phone. I will snap them. I said, very good. They didn't know I snapped them anyway, but I just loved that. I said, what's happening? I was telling her. And then the guy stood. He said, can we stand? And they stood up and he was praying for the other guy. I was just filled with joy. Amen. Soul winning on the street. I have not seen that for a long time. Give somebody common track that we tell you to give people, recreational fellowship track, or give people programs of church track. Now, yeah, they leave them. They leave them for here before they go. Everybody will just leave their own. Yeah. Amen. Those materials should be going to lives, to people, to bring people to the kingdom. God does not like to waste kingdom resources. Even without church printing materials, you can develop your own materials with which you try to win people to Christ. Praise God. You naturally can even go into your sphere and just begin to win people and bring people. Not waiting for pastor. Evangelism is part of the core reasons why we are called, why we have been cleansed, so that we become an attraction point to draw people to the kingdom. Amen. Amen. As we get ready to close, I'll just read James chapter 4. James 4. Let's see. Verse 3. Okay, let's take it from verse 2. It says, you lust and do not have, you murder and covet and cannot obtain, you fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. 3. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasure. Another version says that you may consume it on your lust. That you may spend it on your pleasure. So some people say, better they ask now. It's clear here why some people are not getting what they're asking for. What would be the reason you are asking? Baba God, do I make them know, say, I don't arrive. It's a wrong reason to ask. Baba God, run them for me. Make them know, say, now my turn. That's not what God said you should do. So you're asking for the wrong reasons. I read God's word and I found out that God loves to bless us. He he declared over us the blessings that he had a covenant with our father, Abraham. He has blessed us with all those blessings. But why? He said, so that it's for his glory. Amen. So I'm blessed, not so that I can gather all I want to gather, but so that I'll be able to reach out to people. The blessing is even an attraction. So it attracts people to you, and you point them to the kingdom light, to where it's coming from. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So there's a way to ask. There's a way to desire. There's a way to go. Amen. And that's the reason why we come here each day. To learn. To learn. And every day, one of the things I'm always grateful for when I pray is I thank God for the pastors we have, because they teach us God's word the way it should be. Teach us God's word. So that we grow and we become an attractive point, an attraction to draw people even to the kingdom. Amen. Amen. So, there's a way to ask. If you are asking so you can spend on your, so that I can do all the nonsense I can do, so that I can show off that I can, you will not get it. You say you ask amiss. You ask wrongly. Hallelujah. Finally, when we pray, when we ask, there are two things I want us to know, to have in our mind. How many of us remember landline? The landline phone. The telephone. The real telephone. The landline and the smartphone. They do similar things, right? But one is more efficient. What's the only thing they do in common? To make calls. That's the only thing. But the smartphone has capacity to do far much more. Right? Man is like the landline. It's deficient. You can only make call. Even sometimes you cannot make call. There are times you cannot make call. Remember when our parents, growing up, when they will lock the phone, though we find ways to tap and still make calls, but you are limited. If all your focus is on, see what we do it for me, then you are not trusting, you are not asking, you are asking amiss. It's the father that your focus should be on. He uses men quite all right, but you don't begin to pick. That is limiting the hand of God. The smartphone can be used to make calls, do what the landline can do, do what the computer can do, do a whole lot of stuffs. So when you look at man, you are channeling, you are limiting the channels by which God can use you or explore or reach out to you and reach out to others through you. But when you align yourself with his word and be open, he does not only want to bless you or meet your needs when you ask, but he wants to make you a channel through which he will reach out to so many people who have things they are asking, things they want to be clear about, ways that they want to, things they want to know, they need to know so that they can come to him. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't stop there. He said, greater things you will do. Amen. Let's rise up on our feet. Let all the other names fade away. We are the man divine and ocean. Let all the other names fade away. Oh, let every other name fade away. Let every other name fade. Let every other name fade away. I will trust in your name. I will trust in your name, Lord. Let every other name fade away. In your name I have everything I need, Lord. Let every other name fade away. Your name is a strong tower. Oh yes, Lord. Let every other name
fade away.
I will trust in you. I will call on your name, Lord. Let every other name
fade away.
Amen. So we're going to pray this evening. First of all, what we are praying is thanking God for His word. Thanking Him for His word. Lord, thank you for your word. Your word is an eye-opener. I've heard your word that whatever I ask in your name, believe in. Lord, I trust in you and I believe in you. I trust you. I trust you. I trust your word. I trust your word. Let's open our mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank Him. Thank you for your word. 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 Thank you for enlightenment. Thank you for opening our eyes. Thank you for feeding us with your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Do we have things we want to ask? It could be in relation to money. It could be in relation to health. Whatever it is. He says, ask anything in my name. Ask anything in my name. Ha! Whatsoever you desire when you ask, do not doubt. Ask anything in my name. Let's open our mouth and begin to ask Him. Oh, thank you, Father. Ask anything. Ask in faith. Ask believing. Ask him. Ask him. Ask him.